Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. And joining me online this morning, it is the Mayor of Orange. Good morning, Reg Kidd.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Great to see you last night at the Food Week dinner. Let's talk about Food Week. Geez, the city is abuzz at the moment.
Is it really and truly abuzz? I can tell you, I've met people from Queensland up as far as Cairns, actually. I've met them from Victoria and I've met them from South Australia so far. And it's just fantastic. Every function seems to be booked out. And certainly last night's crowd was fantastic to celebrate the 30th year. And I was at the inaugural one. It doesn't seem like 30 years ago. And I remember that first one, a bit of scepticism. Would it work? Well, hardly dearly. What you saw last night and the other events that have been on, does it work? And a lot of people have taken that model on and looking at running it in their own areas. So that's fantastic, you know. I think that's, if other people are doing similar things, that means that the model that they have here is great.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's absolutely tremendous, the amount of events that are happening and events that are associated with it, but not so much food and wine. For example, the chamber music concert series that's on at the moment.
Well, that's a brand new one, and I went to the opening of that on Thursday night, and it was great. The majority were local artists, but they all had some artists from Sydney and other places, and, you know, a completely different element to what it's about, and that's over four different days in different venues, down at the Regional Museum, the Regional Library Complex, Art Gallery Complex, I should say, at the Conservatorium and a couple of the wineries. And look, it was just fabulous and something different for people who just want music and not food and wine, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. And another great night out at Robertson Park last Friday for the final instalment of Future Tunes, obviously stopping for the winter months.
Yeah, stopping for the winter months. But look, I think that's something that I want the council to consider as an ongoing thing. Every year, as you and I both agree, it's the opportunity for local artists and a lot of young people. And I know you're very, very much responsible for mentoring a couple of the young local artists to get up there on the beautiful rotunda in Robson Park and to form. And look, it's a wow factor, isn't it? I think it's great and something we as a council can do to support music in the community.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. All right, now, during the Easter break, the Orienteering Championships were on here. They were massive.
Were they ever? Now, here's another event. Didn't get media as other people yet, right? But just on the Australian Championships here, over 800-odd competitors from all over Australia, by the way. I've met some people from Western Australia that have come over to it. All different age groups, family events, individual events, conducted out at Charles Sturt University. Then one day they were out around the Molong Gumbel area. And then right back to, I think, the final day, they were back here in Orange. Now, how many people that, a lot of those people have been here for a week. Yep. They were, you know, staying in motels, hotels. Some of them were staying at the caravan park. And, the amount of money that brings in the economy is just unbelievable. And that is orienteering, you know. I mean, and we still have the sceptics out there saying there's nothing to do here. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it just beggars belief. And if you're looking for something to do, go to Tallaght Park this Friday because the Spanline Orange Gold Cup's on.
It is, and can I just say, you know, I've had different opinions at various times. I was on the board out there for a number of years, and look, I've seen things go up and things go down. But look, the group that they've got at the moment, and Bree Minchin and her group of supporters, they're doing a great job out there at the moment. A lot of young people really putting in an incredible amount of effort and time, and I was out there two or three weeks ago, and I look forward to the Gold Cup, and I'm sure if the weather stays like this, I'll get a great crowd, and hopefully we're on the up again.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, now, the draft budget is on display at the moment.
Yep, look, it's out there for 28 days for community input. Please take the time to have a look at it and put your suggestions in. Councillors have had a couple of briefing sessions on. I know that I've been through it. I was keen to see an increase again in footpaths, curb and guttering, addressing the many, many trees that we lost during the drought. If you like street trees, I put in there I want some more work done on Banjo Patterson Park, and I want a concerted effort on the parks and gardens within the city limits. You know, a few different things like that. Have a look at it. You may just have something that's been completely overlooked. But look, this is $100 and something million worth of, well, I think there's at this stage, there's something like $93 million worth of major projects.
Wow.
That we've got for the city. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, tell me, what's happening with the western end of the hospital site? The old hospital site we're talking about.
Obviously. The old hospital site, yeah. Well, it was put out for expressions of interest. And as you know, the eastern end, that's now the DPIEH building, or some people call it the Department of Ag building, but, you know, it's a number of government departments now, magnificent building down the western end. Now we're looking at that, eastern end, now we're looking down that western end and right across to where it used to be the nurses' quarters. And, looking at a range of possible housing, you know, from inner-city apartments. So, there's been quite a bit of interest in it, and looking at affordable housing right through the luxury-type apartments, a garden in between. And so, look, I think it'll be a great development for Orange. And they've also, I noticed, got expressions of interest out for the old ambulance building to see, you know, and I know there were talk about converting, retrofitting that, I should say, into a restaurant or a coffee shop. And it's an inn. What isn't it right on that corner?
Mm. Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, we'll see what happens there. Now, also, the native parkland, where on the Northern Distributor we're talking about, which was the original area that was purchased for the sporting precinct, there's some talk about keeping that there because there's some beautiful native trees there.
Well, there's several hundred, actually. I was out there and I've walked over the whole site. It's got trees that were well over a couple of hundred years old, right through to plantings that were put in about 10 or 15 years ago. It's got a sloping aspect up to the top, and from the top you overlook Sumer Park Dam. From there you can look back towards over Orange, towards Mount Kinobolas, and there's a creek through the middle of it. Now, wouldn't that make a fantastic open woodland park?
Mm.
Lower maintenance, you know, some paths put in there where you can walk around, even drive in, sit under a tree, have a picnic. Here's the opportunity for all those people that really want to do something in their community, to get community groups, individuals and groups involved in further plantings, where we look at native grasses, we look at more native trees as a native sort of arboretum, but open woodlands, you know, which lends itself to all sorts of things. It's a carbon sink, all sorts of things. And what I find extraordinary, there hasn't been one mention by anyone really about the number of trees there that would have had to be cut down or bulldozed for a sporting thing. And because it's not level out there, it would have cost millions of dollars to flatten it out for sporting fields. And I think the reason it was purchased originally, there was no other alternatives, but there is an alternative now. So I think we have to sit back and have a proper discussion on what we do want in the long term. And I'm quite keen to see something develop there.
It strikes me that there's a part of our community that are just objecting to a sports stadium, and their objection is being, I suppose, the vehicle that they're using is the trees as an excuse. But anyway, it seems to be the case. Nevertheless, hopefully we can come to some resolution, and we need that sporting precinct. I'm sure most level-headed, normal-thinking people agree with me on that one.
No doubt. We definitely need it. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to see that $25 million go back to the state government either, by the way.
No, absolutely right. I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Reg Kidd. Reg, thank you for your time, mate. We'll talk again soon.
Absolute pleasure. Have a lovely week.